give me a new credit card, a new card for Costco. Because this is on the Costco.
Thanks for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm being charged by you guys every month, and I don't even know who you are. Who is Jubilant Media?
So the number you're calling, we're a third-party call center. We represent for more than one company.
They're what?
We're a third-party call center. We represent for more than one company.
Well, who are they? I want to know, because I've did a fraud alert on my credit card twice already, and they suggested I call this number that's on my screen and find out who you guys are, because I have no idea. I have no bill. I have no paperwork. I have nothing. They just deduct from my account every month. So who are they?
Yes, sir. I could try to pull up a charge with your zip code and do your first and last name.
My first name is Keith. Last name Still, STILL. And my zip code is 85395.
85395?
Yeah. It's in Arizona. And all I get on my bill from my credit card is Jubilant Media, $59.89. They're deducting out of on my card, and I have no idea what the charge is for.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Could you spell your last name again?
STILL.
And could you verify your mailing address?
14235 West Piccadilly, PICCADILLY Avenue, Goodyear, Arizona, 85395.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment. Yes, and I do see there was a contest entered for the iPad.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I never a contest entered for an iPad. I don't remember doing that. So I need this charges stopped, and because I'll put a hold on the credit card and I'll change my number if I have to go that far. But you need to do whatever you need to do to take me off your list or your contest or whatever it is. So.
Yes, sir. Do you recall if you did a subscription for Bitesub, a meal planning app, or any other kind of contest entry? So like an iPhone,
no.
Dyson vacuum, PlayStation 5, anything like that?
I got a new iPhone, but I didn't, through Costco, but I didn't enter any contest or nothing.
Yes, sir. It looks like that subscription was started underneath the email address stilltrucking@cox.net.
Yeah, that's my email address, yeah.
Yes, sir. So we can go ahead and have this account canceled. That does stop any future billings. You said there was the charge already been disputed?
Well, yeah, they had a charge in February. It started in February, and February 5th, and then the bill came in May. They disputed that one it was $49 and some odd cents. Now I got this one today or yesterday, the March 6th. This one was for $59.89, and I called Citibank, who's the credit card through, and they put a stop payment on that. So if you're going to stop the charges, then I can go call Citibank and tell them, hey, open up my card again. So. I don't
Yes,
have to
sir.
have it on
So
at
we
all.
can have this account canceled that stops any future billings, but because of the dispute, you'd have to call back with your bank before we can do any kind of like refunds.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'll call my bank and tell them I did speak to you. And what was your name again?
It's Morgan, Morgan.
Morgan. All right, Morgan, and I'll just give them this number that I spoke to you and however they want to, you know, because they charged me. Well, they never did charge me. They just put a stop payment. I guess they're dealing with you guys. So, or however that works, I you know, to get the money back. So, but I will call them right now and we'll go from there.
Yes, sir.
As long as you cancel it, Morgan, I'll be happy.
Yes, sir. That cancellation stops any future billings. Would you like a
All right,
cancellation number?
yes, I would. Yes, I
It's C
would.
as in Charlie.
Okay.
9204688882.
Okay, so 9204688882.
That's correct.
And starts with C as in Charlie. Well, I appreciate your help, Morgan. You've been very helpful on this. Now I won't have to stress about a charge I don't remember making. So, you have a wonderful day.
Yes, sir. Thanks for all the customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.